Good morning, Grand Rapids. Before we get into today's news, we have an urgent severe weather alert and extreme heat warning to cover. If you are stepping out today or making plans for the week, you need to be prepared for some very dangerous conditions heading our way. That is right. The National Weather Service has issued a severe extreme heat warning for Grand Rapids and the surrounding areas. This goes into effect at 2 p.m. today, Monday, June 29th, and it will remain in place all the way through 8 p.m. on Thursday, July 2nd. We're looking at a prolonged multi-day heat wave, with daytime highs consistently in the 90s and heat indices that could easily reach anywhere from 100 to 110 degrees.
And before the absolute worst of the heat settles in, we are also tracking a severe storm risk. Right around noon today, there is a 97% chance of heavy rain. Currently, it is 70 degrees with overcast clouds and about 91% humidity. But once that storm system clears out, the temperature is going to spike dramatically. We are expecting it to hit 87 degrees by 6 p.m. and peak at 91 degrees by 9 p.m. tonight. The most dangerous part of this specific forecast is the complete lack of overnight relief. Temperatures are only projected to drop into the low 80s and mid-70s tonight. Because this event spans several consecutive days and nights, it poses a significant cumulative health risk. Officials are strongly urging everyone to stay hydrated, limit your time outdoors, and please check on your vulnerable neighbors. If they do not have air conditioning, this kind of sustained heat can become life-threatening very quickly. Also, if you were thinking about escaping the heat by heading out to Lake Michigan, you need to rethink those plans immediately. The National Weather Service is warning of hazardous swimming conditions north of Holland due to dangerous waves and severe currents. Please stay out of the water in those affected areas and take this heat dome seriously. We will continue to monitor the situation and bring you updates as the week progresses.
Absolutely. It is going to be a rough few days on the weather front, so please play it safe. But beyond the forecast, we have a very busy news day to get through. We are going to look into a devastating overnight fire that destroyed a beloved local business on the west side, and we'll examine a new investigative report detailing the expensive real estate portfolios of several Michigan political candidates. Let's get right into it.
We are starting today with some truly heartbreaking news for the local community, especially right as this massive heat wave hits the city. According to a report from WZZM 13, Twister's Ice Cream, which is located at 956 Fulton Street West, was completely destroyed by a fire early Monday morning.
It is just a devastating loss. For those who aren't familiar with the area, Twister's has been an absolute staple on the west side for years. To see it burn to the ground on June 29th, right at the peak of the summer season and right before the 4th of July weekend, is just awful timing for the owners, the employees, and the entire neighborhood. WZZM 13 reported that the fire started right around 1 a.m. And there is a very mysterious element to this that investigators are currently looking into. Neighbors in the immediate area reported hearing a very distinct loud boom right around the time the incident began. As of right now, local authorities have not determined the official cause of the fire, but that detail about an explosion sound is certainly drawing a lot of attention from the fire marshal. Right. And when you hear about a loud boom at a commercial ice cream shop, there are a few logical possibilities that investigators will likely look into first. Heavy-duty commercial refrigeration units, large-scale compressors, and pressurized gas tanks are all standard equipment in a business like that. If one of those systems failed catastrophically or caught fire due to an electrical short, it could easily produce an explosion sound that would wake up the neighborhood.
Exactly. But until the official investigation is complete, authorities are keeping all possibilities open, including the potential for foul play, though there is no immediate evidence pointing to that. The one silver lining here is the timing of the fire. Because it happened at 1 a.m., the building was empty, and there have been no injuries reported. But the physical and financial reality of this is just brutal. Twister's wasn't just a place to grab a cone. It was a real community gathering spot.
It really was. And you have to think about the economic ripple effects here. Summer is obviously their primary season.
losing the building, all their specialized equipment, and all their inventory right before a week of 90-degree weather is a massive financial blow to the owners. And beyond that, you have to think about the staff. These places employ a lot of high school and college students who rely on those summer hours, and suddenly those jobs are just gone overnight. That is a great point. And the reality of commercial insurance and rebuilding means this isn't going to be a quick fix. Even if insurance covers the total loss, the process of clearing the site, getting permits, dealing with current construction costs, and actually rebuilding a specialized food service building takes months, if not over a year. Twisters is definitively out for the 2026 season.
It is a tough pill to swallow for the Fulton Street corridor. But if there is one thing we know about Grand Rapids, it is that this city has a very strong track record of rallying around local businesses in times of crisis. I would not be surprised at all to see some sort of community fundraising effort pop up in the coming days to support the owners and the staff while they navigate this. We will definitely keep an eye on the investigation and update our listeners as soon as authorities release more information.
Moving on to state politics, the Detroit News has published a really fascinating piece looking into the personal finances of several candidates currently running for Congress. Specifically, they found that three U.S. House hopefuls here in Michigan currently own million-dollar homes in the Washington, D.C. area.
This is one of those stories that immediately highlights the tension between political candidates and the everyday voters they are asking to represent them. The Detroit News piece really dives into the optics of this situation. Michigan is currently facing a significant housing affordability crisis, with rising rents and high mortgage rates pricing a lot of local families out of the market. So when constituents hear that the people asking for their vote are sitting on seven-figure real estate portfolios in the nation's capital, it naturally raises some eyebrows and breeds a bit of resentment.
It definitely creates a major strategic vulnerability for these campaigns. The core question for voters in any election is often, does this person actually understand my daily struggles? Owning a million-dollar home in D.C. can easily be spun by political opponents to suggest that these candidates are totally out of touch with the financial realities of average Michigan families. It is basically a pre-written attack ad.
But on the flip side, we do have to look at the reality of the Washington, D.C. housing market to be fair to these candidates. D.C. is consistently ranked as one of the most expensive real estate markets in the entire country. $1 million in the D.C. metro area does not buy the same kind of sprawling, luxurious mansion that it might buy in certain parts of Kent County or rural Michigan. For career politicians or people who have worked in federal government or lobbying for years, owning property there is often just a practical necessity.
That is a fair point, but in a political campaign, that kind of regional economic nuance often gets completely lost. Attack ads aren't going to adjust for cost of living differences. They're just going to flash the words million-dollar Washington mansion across the screen in big red letters. And what makes this specific report interesting is the phrasing. These are described as hopefuls, meaning they're running for the House, not necessarily long-term incumbents who have been forced to split their time between Michigan and the Capitol for decades. Right, which implies they either have significant independent wealth to begin with, or they are already deeply entrenched in the D.C. political ecosystem. Both of those narratives can be highly damaging in a populist election cycle. Voters in Michigan generally want representatives who are rooted in their local districts, not people who view Michigan as a convenient political stepping stone while their primary life and primary assets are based inside the Beltway.
It really speaks to the broader issue of wealth in American politics. Running a successful congressional campaign requires so much capital and free time that it inherently filters out a lot of working-class people. It will be very interesting to see how these specific candidates reconcile their personal real estate investments with their campaign platforms. If you are running on a platform of fixing national housing policy and lowering costs for working-class families, having a multi-million-dollar property portfolio makes for a very tricky pivot during a town hall or a debate.
Critics will absolutely argue that it disqualifies them from truly grasping the housing crisis. The campaigns will likely counter that their personal financial success doesn't negate their policy expertise or their long-term commitment to Michigan. But as we get closer to November, you can absolutely expect this Detroit News report to be cited over and over again by their opponents.
we will see if it actually moves the needle with voters, or if it just becomes more background noise in an already contentious election season.
All right, we have time for just a couple more quick local stories before we let you go today.
Let's run through the roundup and get you on your way.
Fox 17 West Michigan News has a detailed breakdown on how this extreme heat warning is going to impact the upcoming 4th of July holiday. The warning covers a massive area, including Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, and Muskegon, and is forcing a lot of event organizers to rethink their outdoor plans.
The big takeaway from their coverage is the cumulative health risk. Because this heat dome is trapping hot air and keeping overnight lows in the mid-70s, people aren't getting a chance to cool down. If you are planning outdoor holiday activities this week, you need to drastically alter your plans, seek shade, and prioritize hydration to avoid heat exhaustion.
On a lighter note, if you are looking for some indoor entertainment to escape the heat, WZZM 13 is currently running a contest to win tickets to see Derek Hough live in Grand Rapids. The Emmy Award-winning dancer is bringing his Symphony of Dance tour to the DeVos Performance Hall. It is a smart promotional move by the station to drive digital engagement. If you are a fan of his choreography on Dancing with the Stars, you can head over to the official WZZM 13 website to enter the giveaway. It should be a fantastic show, and more importantly this week, it is in a nicely air-conditioned venue.
That is going to wrap things up for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Please take the heat warning seriously today. Stay safe out there, check on your neighbors, and we will catch you back here tomorrow.